Hello, dynamic people of God. I am so excited about today, and I want to thank each and every last one of you for joining us, joining me today here at AAALAC Virtual Book Tour. It is a kingdom takeover, and I'm absolutely excited for this wonderful opportunity that I have. I thank God for Angela, the founder of AAALAC. I thank God for her and just giving me the opportunity to just take over the radio station today, just to let you know what I am doing and what God is doing through me in the earth. So I'm excited about this 2020 virtual book tour. And so if you're not connected with the dynamic woman of God, definitely connect with her. So let us get started. It is a kingdom takeover. I am Dr. Deronshe Zorn. I am your kingdom strategist, here to build strategies so that you may birth and expand in your dreams and your goals and your destiny. And I am with the AAALAC family hanging out with you today to let you know all about what God has released through the literary world through me. Let me give you a little background about who I am before I get started so that you can have a little bit more about who you are having communication with. Who you're having communication with. I want you to know that first and most important thing about me is that I am a lover of Jesus Christ. I love the Lord. And so everything that you hear about me and everything that is produced through the work of my hands, amen, is going to be all about the kingdom of God. So I'm going to read you my bio. So, kingdom strategist, blueprint builder, and spiritual midwife, Dr. Deronshe Zorn is an international business coach and expert in the arts of unleashing purpose, developing dreams, and expanding untapped potentials within individuals, corporations, and ministries. My passion for information technology have led me to obtain a Master's of Science in Information System Management, which has equipped me to specialize in analyzing, developing, and managing systems to birth and expand individuals and entities into the next dimension of kingdom implementation. I equip mankind globally as the founder of the Kingdom Influencers Network, In the Church TV and radio broadcast, the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist broadcast, Divine Order Restoration Ministries International, the Kingdom Strategist Firm, the Women of Influence Magazine, Dorm Publishing, the I Am Her Movement, I Am Her International Movement, and many other entrepreneurship endeavors that equip mankind around the world. My global brand, Kingdom Strategist University, and the School of Entrepreneurs teaches others how to maximize their potential and monetize their gifts and talents as a vehicle for fulfilling their purpose, making a significant impact, and branding influence that will instantly and beautifully change the world. My books, my God, and workbooks are helping others overcome and give birth to their purpose, visions, and dreams. We're going to talk about those books a little later. I'm a mother, an apostle of the Lord, entrepreneur, consultant, empowerment speaker, mentor, and friend. My philosophy is a critical tool for self-development is learning how to cultivate, build, and release others into their destiny. I am so honored to be with you today. You can connect with me on my social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram at Kingdom Strategist and on Twitter at KB Strategist. My website is www.deronchezorn.com. Again, that is www.deronchezorn.com. I look forward to connecting with you and helping you build and birth into your destiny. My God, I am so excited again to be with you on today. So let me talk about what started it all. What started it all was a dream that I had about somewhere around 2014 and 2015. I was on vacation, just chilling. I was taking an actual river vacation where I was doing nothing. I didn't have no agenda, nothing planned, and I just flowed however I desired to. And in the middle of the night, God woke me up talking about his people and how they were aborting their dreams and their goals and their desires. They was aborting the word of God. And he began to talk about how radical we were about people having physical abortions, but that what was happening physically was just a small glimpse of what was taking place spiritually. And he said, if we will begin to work on the spiritual matter of a thing, right, that the physical would take care of itself. He said, first, it manifests in the spirit and is birthed out through the natural. And my God, and surely as we begin to look at life and we begin to see the people and see the type of things that are happening in the world, we can surely see that it is so true. So my first book is called Abortions in the Church, Divine Strategies to Spiritual Deliverance. And just like many others, listen, I've had many spiritual abortions where I've aborted assignment after assignment of the spirit of the word of God, right? Not only have I had spiritual abortions, but I've also had spiritual miscarriages and stillborns. And in my book, Abortions in the Church, Divine Strategies to Spiritual Deliverance, it is definitely a book designed to help spring forth a spiritual awakening in the church across the world as it brings deliverance unto God's people. It is a medical guide to help those who have experienced or experiencing spiritual miscarriages, abortions, or stillbirths with their purpose, dreams, visions, goals, and etc., with strategies to overcome hindrances and obstacles in their life so they can birth forth in God's word. My God, I want to just give you this little snippet about this book here. Listen, I had dreams, I had desires and visions that I kept giving up on as my past would hold me hostage and force me to abort them. It seemed as if I could not escape the torment of my family history, environment, the word curses, my mental, emotional, and sexual abuse that kept me in doubt and shame. Time and time again, I would get pregnant with an assignment from God, and I would always end up having a spiritual miscarriage, abortion, or stillborn with his word. See, I never had an issue with getting pregnant. I just had problems with carrying the baby until delivery. My natural life reflected what was going on with me spiritually, and I allowed fear to lead me to an abortion clinic to abort my baby. My God. And I'm telling you, abortion was something that I never believed in, but fear. Fear led me to the thought and the decision to go and abort my child because of situations and circumstances in life. But to God be the glory that he would make me late for the appointment, that I couldn't follow through with the abortion because of how fear gripped me, and I chose to believe the fear instead of having faith in God. See, I became afraid when they told me that I was pregnant again. So I just had, in the last 8 months, I had just had a miscarriage and a stillborn within a 7 to 8 month time frame. And here I am again, pregnant, right? 2 months later, after we had had the stillborn. And I was like, no way that I could handle another traumatic loss of a child. And so for me, that was my way out. And see, there's many a times in my life where God has also given me a word that I may have started a project and I may have started moving in what it was that he said, and fear would grip me and it would hold me back from completing the assignment. There was times in my life when God spoke to me to do things and I would dismiss it or overlook it and just have a miscarriage with the word because I lacked trust, belief, and faith in the Father. And so it had a major impact in my follow through. And not only that, those things that caused me to lack faith in, the things that I went through in my family history and my family dynamics, the environment, things that was said and things that was done to me. And so one day I got tired of having abortions with the word of the Lord. Because I had dreams, I had goals, that were big plans that I had for my life. And so one day, I discovered something. One day, a change happened. What I discovered changed my life. And it was not just happening to me. I realized that other people were experiencing spiritual miscarriage, abortions, and stillborns as well. And so God led me to birth this amazing book to help others no longer abort their dreams, goals, and desires, but now fulfill the word of God for their lives and obtain the promise that God has chosen for them. In this book, it deals with spiritual conception. It takes you through the process of how to spiritually conceive. It tells you what is spiritual conception, how to conceive spiritually. It talks about negative spiritual conception warning signs and positive spiritual conception methods. It takes you through a pregnancy test, and it has prenatal visits as well. It equips you to be able to identify spiritual miscarriages the high risk factors behind them, and preventive methods. It have prayers and personal exercises in here. Also exercises where you can look at a person out of the Bible and do a diagnosis on them to determine if they are having a spiritual miscarriage, abortion, or stillborn. The spiritual abortion, you get to learn what it is, what caused it, what are the high risk factors, what are the warning signs, and what are the preventive methods. I train and teach about all of those in spiritual miscarriage, abortions, and stillborn. And I also have a workbook that goes with this to help you strategically identify hindrances, obstacles, but most important, how to overcome such things. I deal with warning signs, such as toxic environments, spiritual maturity, spiritual dysfunction, spiritual trauma and infection, parental traits, whether it's your natural parent or your spiritual parent. I deal with spiritual diets, the medications that we take. I talk about being what is spiritual ignorance and its stronghold, spiritual bleeding and my God, spiritual torment and so many other things that you can obtain through this training manual to really help yourself first so that you can help someone else. So that you and them can fulfill every dream, every goal, every desire that God has ever placed in your heart. I'm also very transparent in here. I deal with my life from the natural standpoint and the spiritual standpoint so that you can make the connection on how we are doing it from the spirit to the natural. Amen. In the name of Jesus. See, I wanted my dreams and visions to live. And I believe that you want your dreams and visions to live as well. And the time is now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I have a couple of more other books that I do want to talk about as well. And I'm going to be brief about a few of them. And because there's one that I really want to talk about because God is doing some great and amazing things with it around the world. My second book that I released was called Meant for My Good. It's an anthology. And this anthology highlights extraordinary individuals just like you and me whose purpose was developed through the disasters that was set up to harm them. However, God is using them to impact the lives of others as their test became their testimony to their very existence. See, these brave individuals are exposing their process of development through the disasters that should have destroyed them. Yes, the enemy intended for evil, but God intended it for their good, for the saving of lives. They came fully loaded with tools to help others emerge from under the stronghold of the enemy. Meant for My Good. My God, being developed in the midst of the disasters. Tragedy happened. Storms came. Evil is always present. It came to kill us. Poverty, death, sickness, marriage, low self-esteem, drug addiction, divorce, pregnancy, rejection, lack of education, my God, alcoholism, depression, drug addiction. It was meant for evil, but God meant it for our good, for the saving of lives. My God, you want to get a copy of that because it's loaded with tools from each author. Amen. My title in this particular book is called Conditioned for the Position. My God. And everything that you've been through has been conditioning you for the very thing that God has positioned for you in your life. in the majestic name of Jesus, meant for my good, being developed in the midst of the disaster. Amen. It is compiled by myself, Dr. Deron Shea Zorn. Amen. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. So our third book that I burst out in, it was so amazing. It is called Parentpreneur. Survivor Guide. The Parentpreneur Survivor Guide. And I am a co-author of that book, and I'm excited. I was very, very excited to be a co-author, to be a part of such an amazing project that was put on by Juliet N. Jones. She is an amazing woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so in this particular book, I had the opportunity to write about how I manage, or how I begin to come from a stay-at-home mom to a college student to a working mom, right? And how I went through each of those phases or combinations of phases, and how I was able to, my God, manage it all. And I'm telling you, I do have some amazing tools that I release in there on how you can maximize your time. Amen. That you can maximize your time. And so definitely go out and get a copy of that book. You will be absolutely amazed, right, by the work and even the other co-authors that's in that book as well. So definitely go out and get your copy of Parentpreneur. It's an amazing, amazing project. I thank God for the opportunity to be on it. So finally, this particular one here, it is doing amazing things, right? It is all over the place right now. It is an international bestseller in three different countries, the U.S., the U.K., as well as Australia, an international bestseller. The title of this book is 31 Ways of Influence. My God. And it is an amazing piece of work where 25 amazing women of God have come together, right? And they are taking women around the world on a journey of discovering the virtuous woman within. We take individuals on a ride of self-discovery through their personal life, through our personal life experience and expertise, so that the virtuous woman within another can be unleashed, right? So that another woman can be unleashed in her power, her purpose, and her prosperity. In this book, The 31 Ways of Influence, women are learning how to find their path. They're finding her within themselves. And it is inspiring and challenging others to be everything that God has called for them to be, so that they may advance in the place of permission that God has given unto them. In this book, it is found women are finding solutions that they can use to build their faith, family, finance, and future while focusing on teaching and learning about the proverb, the principles of the Proverbs 31 woman. Each chapter is fully loaded with a devotional, supplication, affirmation, and application to equip women of God in the world around the world in the word of truth. So it's time to unleash her. Go ahead and get 31 Ways of Influence. I am author Dr. Deron Shea Zorn, your kingdom strategist, and you can contact me at www.deronshazorn.com and connect with me on my social media platforms at Kingdom Strategist. I look forward to connecting with you, and I look forward to assisting you in any way I can to advance in the things in which God has called forth in you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the absolute glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.